Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Proposed state shooting complex attracts significant private sector interest. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. With a little over 2 weeks remaining, nine Wyoming communities, including Campbell County, are vying to host a world-class state shooting complex. The Gillette News Record reported these communities must submit their proposals by June 3rd to the State Shooting Complex Oversight Task Force, which aims to boost economic activity through shooting sports. Campbell County is actively preparing its proposal, hoping to submit it ahead of the deadline. The proposed site is southeast of Camplex, with private companies expressing interest in partnering on the project, potentially adding facilities and even a hotel. The county has discussed land acquisition with local landowners and aims to leverage Camplex for event benefits. The Wyoming legislature has allocated $10 million to start the project, though costs are expected to exceed this amount. Campbell County desires local operation of the complex, funded by the state. The task force will review and rank proposals by June 10th, with presentations from selected applicants scheduled between June 24th and 28th. Final site visits will occur in July, and a decision is expected by mid-August. A bid for funding would be introduced in the 2025 legislative session. Recreation District approves $1.2 million in grant requests. The Campbell County Community Recreation District Board approved approximately $1.2 million in grants for various community and school district projects in their July cycle, benefiting over 18,000 participants. The Gillette News Record reported a quarter of the district's drafted $12 million budget goes to the up-and-coming Aquatic Center located at the Energy Capital Sports Complex. The district will pay about $3.2 million towards the project in the upcoming budget year compared to the $8.2 million made in this year's budget. It will also cover $70,000 in costs for the Aquatic Center's weight room. Some other allocations include $150,000 for playground upgrades at Conestoga and Sunflower Elementary Schools. The board did not fund several requests, including $1,350 for the Wright Centennial Museum Wright Days and $11,600 for a family game night at Area 59. However, they awarded $1,200 to the Gillette Community Theater, $2,600 to the Twin Spruce Art Club, and about $35,000 for wrestling and cheer mats at local schools. The district has $11,890 remaining from the $1.2 million budget for this cycle. Their proposed budget will be reviewed by school board trustees at their July meeting. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.